Blushing Pretty, a Teen Wolf story, written by The Deep Magic, read by Sally Sparrow, 017, rated explicit, pairing Derek Hale, Stiles Stilinski. Well, I'm just about up for another round. You? Was ready a fucking hour ago. It takes Stiles a full second to get his words out, and he still has to pause for breath in the middle. Derek can't help but grin. He doesn't even mean to make it wicked, but Stiles pulls a face at him that says he'd be flipping Derek off if he had the use of his hands, and Derek laughs. He leans down, touching Stiles nowhere save for lips brushing against his ear as he whispers, "I told you, not until the rest of your body is the same shade of red as your cock." It's a pretty lofty goal. Stiles' cock hardens to a deep, angry flush on a normal day, and when he's been tied down and teased for hours, well, it's beautiful. Derek doesn't even have a name for the color. And it's not really possible for the rest of Stiles' body to turn the same shade. Derek's pretty sure there's not enough blood in his veins, but oh, it's trying so hard. It starts on Stiles' cheeks when Derek first ties his wrists carefully to the headboard. Mostly arousal, but a little embarrassment, too. Stiles still doesn't understand, may never really understand, how gorgeous he is to Derek, how much Derek loves to look. And touch. He can never wait very long before touching, even when Stiles isn't grasping at him like he's the last thing on earth. It feels like Derek's painting, slowly, bringing that blush down Stiles' cheeks to his neck with gentle strokes of his fingers. It's a little like magic, Stiles' spark coming to life just beneath his skin. And, well, maybe Derek helps it out a little with his mouth, sucking the deep red right to the surface just below his collarbone until Stiles is twisting and moaning beneath him, trying to thrust up and get some friction on his rapidly hardening cock. Derek has to clamp his knees around Stiles' thighs and bend over carefully, so his own erection doesn't drag against the heated skin. If he starts rutting into the groove of Stiles' hip, he probably won't be able to stop, and he has other plans for tonight. They get this chance so rarely, nothing trying to kill them or eat them, or mate with them. That's happened entirely too often, and Derek never knew how many terrifyingly horny supernatural entities there were roaming the earth until he built a pack of pheromone-leaking teenagers 3 years ago. The rest of the pack gone for the night, the whole night, unless they want to hear things that will scar them for life. Erica looked more intrigued than put out, but Isaac and Boyd managed to drag her off with them. No quick, angry fuck on the nearest horizontal surface this time. Not even the slow, post-battle, life-affirming sex that leaves Derek more spent and wrung out than the fighting itself. Tonight's the rare occasion when he gets to take Stiles apart, piece by piece, and Stiles, annoying, mouthy, brilliant, gorgeous Stiles, lets him. It's enough to make Derek crazy. So the first time around, when splotches of red are starting to bloom spontaneously across Stiles' chest, and Erica's Stiles' hips hiked easily in the air, is just for Derek, just to take the edge off, give him some patience for the rest of the night. Not that Stiles doesn't vocally enjoy every hard, deep thrust of it, but he doesn't get to come yet. Doesn't even get to have his cock touched. He still throws his head back and gives Derek the filthiest running commentary imaginable. God, yeah, fuck me, shoot in me, fucking fill me up with it. As Derek selfishly takes his pleasure, coming deep inside Stiles as Stiles rolls his hips back the best he can, clenching greedily around Derek's cock in him. When Derek pulls out, he carefully plugs Stiles to keep him stretched for later. But more importantly, to keep his cum inside. Still, Stiles whines and tightens around the plug, not thick or deep enough to stimulate him the way he wants. "It's not the same," he complains. "It's not you." Stiles can't hear what that does to Derek's heartbeat, the way it skips stutters before smoothing back out again, but Derek suspects Stiles knows anyway. And then, physical needs sated for the moment, Derek gets to play. Stiles' body is like a musical instrument that gets more and more sensitive to touch the longer it's played. There are the obvious strings to pluck. Stiles' nipples, which can take a fair amount of abuse until they're swollen and sore, Derek can make him cry out just by blowing a stream of air across them. Styles' neck and throat, of course, though Derek rarely marks him there. Styles prefers marks that can be hidden by clothing, and Derek respects that. As long as he and Styles both know they're there, that's all that matters. Styles' balls, which are more sensitive from the beginning, and the soft skin just behind, so Derek usually tries to wait as long as he can stand before pressing there. Usually, he's rewarded with a thick drop of pre-cum from the tip of Styles' cock, and tonight is no exception. But there are other places that make Styles flush, too, like his sides, just below his ribs. Too soft to touch and he's ticklish, just right and he's squirming, biting down on his lip as though that does anything to stifle the sweet little sounds he makes. The backs of Styles' knees, that really gets him blushing, like he's embarrassed that Derek even knows about those spots. And when he's worked up enough to really start sweating, Derek's nose in his armpit and the crease of his groin. Derek blames stupid human deodorant commercials because Styles has nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a purer version of his scent, making Derek even hungrier because it's spiked with Styles' arousal, thick and heady by now. Humans are attracted to each other's looks, voices. Werewolves have the added dimension of scent, and Styles smells sexy in a way no one else does. "Just gonna sniff me all night, big guy, or are you gonna do something about it?" Styles' voice is shaky, his tone completely at odds with the challenge of his words, but he's still lucid enough to string together a sentence, and that will never do. "Oh, I've already done plenty," Derek says, keeping his voice light as he drags blunt fingernails down the insides of Styles' arms and watches him shiver. "Maybe I'm finished for the night." It's absolutely a lie. If Styles were to lift his head and look down, he'd see that Derek's getting hard again. Slowly, because he hasn't been touching himself or rubbing up against Styles. But he's getting there, all the faster when Styles whimpers a little and says, "Please," for the first time tonight. He bites his lip hard, but the word's already out, and Derek coaxes Styles' mouth back open with his tongue, soothing Styles' lower lip. And then he can't help but dig in deeper, deeper, until he's kissing Styles with enough force to press his head back into the pillow. When they break for air, Derek rubs a stubbled cheek across Styles' face, as though it were possible to make it any redder. "We'll get there," he murmurs. Styles whimpers again, trying to thrust up, and even though Derek's already come once tonight, it's getting harder to control himself. His wolf smells its mate's arousal, sees his need, and wants to satisfy him immediately and thoroughly. But that can wait. It will be better, so much better, to hold off a little longer, to push Styles a little harder. As it is, his flesh has already spread down to the pale skin of his stomach. Such a tender, exposed thing, Styles' belly. Soft and concave now, though there's lean muscle underneath. Derek lets his claws slide out and draws the very tip of one right down the center of Styles' body, sternum to navel. Styles goes wide-eyed and perfectly still beneath him, but there's not a trace of fear in his scent. The muscles beneath Derek's claw twitch involuntarily, and Styles' cock leaks a little more. The urge to taste is too powerful to resist, but Derek makes sure to hold Styles' hips down with human fingers as he bends to lick the sticky pool of pre-cum off Styles' belly. Styles moans, body trying to twist to get his cock against Derek's lips, but Derek's got him pinned easily. Styles practically sobs when Derek takes his mouth away, licking his lips lazily. It's taken time for Derek to learn Styles this well, to know Styles' body almost better than his own. Time to learn to trust each other, first in combat, then outside of it. It's been painful at times, and occasionally downright terrifying, but Derek never fails to feel amazed when he's given this. Styles, vulnerable and waiting beneath him, so close to flat-out begging that Derek can hear it in the hitch of his breath. Derek scoots back, spreading Styles' thighs to kneel between them and hike Styles' hips up until they're practically on Derek's lap. Styles' chest heaves with breath as Derek simply takes hold of his hips, kneading his thumbs into the sweat-slick hollows there until Styles is gasping, "Need more, please." "More of what?" Derek asks evenly. You still can't quite manage coy and teasing the way Styles does, but at this point, it hardly matters. Styles groans and buries his face against his arm. Derek takes perverse pleasure in making Styles say it when there's no way Derek could do the same if their positions were reversed. But Styles will, and Derek can wait when it comes to this. Still, he helps Styles along by tilting his hips up, rubbing a thumb against the delicate skin stretched tight around the plug stuffed in him. Styles practically mules. Your fingers, your cock, anything. Anything? Derek repeats, cocking an eyebrow. They have a prostate stimulator with a vibrator strong enough to make Styles honest to God scream. It's in a box under the bed, but it wouldn't take Derek long to get. Anything, Styles groans. And Derek decides against the vibrator. He wants to take Styles apart by hand tonight. It takes a little longer, but it's much more satisfying. Makes Derek's wolf howl with pride. And he's never explicitly asked, but Styles seems to prefer it, too, on the rare occasions when they have the time. I think, Derek begins quietly, rubbing a little harder around the edge of the plug, that I'm going to put my fingers in you, stretch you open until you're ready for my cock again. The words still don't exactly come easily to him, but having Styles at his mercy like this is, well, inspiring is a bit of an understatement. Then I'm going to fuck you, hard and slow, until you forget everything but my name. How does that sound? Styles whimpers. I'm sorry, what was that? Derek doesn't give him time to respond before pressing the very tip of his thumb in alongside the plug, making Styles' whole body jerk and forcing a wordless cry out of him. It takes him 3 deep, gasping breaths before he can say, "Yes, Derek, please." He whimpers again when Derek takes his thumb away, and Derek chuckles softly at that, spreading Styles' legs even wider. The pale skin on the inside of his thighs is flushed pink now, even though Derek has hardly even touched him there. He works the plug out of Styles' hole, stomach clenching at Styles' quiet sob of emptiness. God, he'd love to press his face down there, rims Styles until he's shaking, push his tongue in until Derek can taste himself inside. But the good lube they used, the stuff that keeps Styles slick for hours, tastes fucking atrocious, even if Derek had the patience to wipe him down first. So Derek uses the tip of his finger the best he can, teasing at Styles' twitching hole. Swirling, rubbing, pressing in lightly, feeling Styles' body trying to draw him in. 2 fingers slide in easily and make Styles whine and twist in his bonds. Derek begins to work his hand slowly, the tips of his fingers just glancing off Styles' prostate on every pull back. Styles' whole body is not only flushed now, but glistening with sweat, so sensitive and overworked that he'd be thrashing if it weren't for Derek's hand splayed flat on his stomach, holding him steady. "You could come just like this, couldn't you?" Derek asks, no small amount of wonder in his voice. "Not a hand on your cock, if I gave you just a little more pressure. Here." He drags over Styles' sweet spot again and Styles keens, his eyes squinched shut so hard that tears are starting to leak from the corners. Derek wants to see it happen, wants to watch Styles' cock jerk and spurt all over his soft, blushing skin, but he needs to be inside Styles when it happens. So he adds another finger, Styles practically sobbing when Derek goes back to stretching instead of stimulating. "It's okay," Derek says, astonished at how wrecked his own voice sounds. "Just a little bit longer. You're doing so well." Words start to form through the sobs, "Please," and "I can take it," and "Derek, Derek, Derek," until Derek reaches his own limit. He fumbles for the lube behind him on the bed, slicking himself generously and wrapping an arm around Styles' lower back to lift him to the right angle. It's not as urgent this time, not for Derek, but the way Styles groans with relief as Derek sinks into him nearly shreds Derek's control. Despite the plug in Derek's fingers, Styles is still spasming tight around him, and it makes Derek go slowly, his thrust long and steady until Styles' overtaxed body relaxes a little. "Open your eyes," Derek says, breathless, trying to keep the rhythm. Styles, look at me. When Styles' eyes open, they're wet with tears, and Derek can barely see the rings of amber around his blown pupils. So beautiful like this, Derek murmurs, all flushed and strung out, just for me. I want to keep you like this, right here on the edge, pegging for my cock, so I could always give you just what you need. Styles can't even make words anymore, just hoarse whimpers and needy moans, but he shifts his hips, wraps his legs around Derek's back to pull him closer, and Derek relents, shifting the angle so he's hitting Styles' sweet spot on every stroke. Styles wails, his whole body jolting with the pleasure of it, but after a few moments he tightens his legs even more, bringing Derek in closer, and Derek knows what he wants. Derek lowers Styles' hips to the bed, still rocking steadily into him, and leans down to kiss Styles, this time letting their whole bodies press together. It's overload for Styles, whose very skin is so sensitive it's almost glowing, and Derek just manages to catch Styles' moan in his mouth. Styles' heart, already hummingbird fast, speeds up and his body tightens, his cock trapped between their bodies and finally getting the friction it needs. When Styles comes, he stops breathing, his head thrown back, mouth open in a silent scream, his whole body locked in a rigid arch that Derek grinds against. The force of it spreads out of him like a shockwave, rumbling right through Derek and actually shaking the walls, rattling the pictures in their frames on each hard pulse of his orgasm, a little less each time until it dies down completely, and Styles has collapsed back down to the bed, breathing in huge, greedy gasps. It only takes Derek a second to get over the astonishment, and then he's burying his face against Styles' throat and rutting desperately, his own climax feeling like a mere aftershock of Styles's. He pulls out soon after, but notices that despite the cum coating both of their bellies, Styles is still hard. He's staring at the ceiling, eyes unfocused, and Derek wonders if it would be too much if he... But Styles' cock has barely been touched, so Derek chances it, bending down to take just the head in his mouth. He's never seen this happen before. Styles recovers fast, but not this fast, and he's also never seen Styles come so hard that the fucking house shook. Styles mules and twitches a little at the feeling of Derek's mouth, but Derek breathes in deeply and doesn't smell pain. Still, he's careful, soft with his mouth as he swirls his tongue around the tip, lapping gently beneath the head, and it only takes a minute before Styles is coming again, pulsing weakly against Derek's tongue. No wall shaking this time, but Derek swears there's a barely perceptible shimmer in the air around them. He can hear in Styles' heartbeat the second it becomes too much, and when he pulls his mouth away, Styles is well and truly spent. Derek immediately reaches up to slice through Styles' bonds with a sharp claw, helping Styles bring his arms down and get comfortable on the bed. He's still shaking, face streaked with tears, and when Derek goes to hold him, Styles catches his hand, clinging to it but not letting Derek call him in close like he usually does. Derek worries something's gone wrong, he's pushed Styles too far, but he smells like he always does after sex. Lazy satisfaction like baking bread and sun-warmed rocks. It takes a full 2.5 minutes until Styles can talk again. Derek counts, and if it weren't for Styles' scent, his fingers still tangled with Derek's, Derek would worry. But maybe Styles just needs a little space, needs to get himself back under control. So Derek tries to calm his own heart until he finally hears Styles wheeze. What the fuck? Was that? Derek's surprised into an incredulous laugh. You mean you don't know? That's never happened to you before? Styles turns his head on the pillow and fixes Derek with a look he knows well. What, the part where my orgasm may have compromised the structural integrity of the building? No, Derek, I believe I would have mentioned that. At every possible occasion. And possibly listed on my resume. Holy shit! And then, to Derek's eternal relief, Styles starts laughing, too. It's an exhausted chuckle. Frankly, Derek is a little surprised he's still conscious. But it's a laugh, and he spends what seems to be the last bit of energy rolling to flop against Derek's body like he usually does. Spark my ass, he groans. Derek grins into Styles' hair and wraps a careful arm around him, glad to be back in familiar territory. You think we should ask Deaton about this? Derek asks, teasing. Only if you're the one who brings it up, Styles slurs against his chest. I want to hear you explain how exactly you fucked me onto the Richter scale. Before Derek can think of a suitable comeback, Styles sighs. Okay, I'm gonna pass out now. That was awesome and I love you. Derek knows it's not supposed to count after sex. Especially sex like that. And Styles is already asleep. But he whispers it back anyway. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. And if you enjoyed my podfic, comments and kudos are always appreciated. Thank you for listening.